This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
Now, I'm really quite excited because I've got a couple of, well, very nearly famous people in the studio today. We've got Ella. Good morning, Ella.
Good morning.
And we've got Lucy. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Now, you were at the London Palladium last weekend, weren't you?
Yes.
What were you doing there?
We were dancing.
Dancing, yeah?
Yeah, for Dame Verilyn's 100th birthday.
And who was in the audience?
The Queen.
The Queen. Wow. So, what was that like? Was it exciting?
Yeah.
It was, again, like it's nerve-wracking as well.
I was going to say, were you really nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were also surprised as well.
Because it was like a secret to at the last minute.
Oh, right.
That she was coming, so we were all sort of...
But, I mean, you must have been nervous just because you were going to perform at the London Palladium.
Right? Yeah.
It's a world-famous theatre. So, how long have you practiced to do all that then?
About four months.
4 months?
Yeah,
quite a while.
Oh, wow. So you fit this in around school and everything?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of time commitment for yourselves. You don't have anything outside school other than dancing for 4 months.
No.
Watching the telly. Just get out there and dance. So how many hours a day do you practice?
It's usually, for this, it was about 3 hours a week.
Yeah, about three hours a week.
Yeah, and is the... Is it a choreographer or a director that you...
Yeah, Anne Abbott is the teacher.
And she quite demanding?
Yes.
Very strict.
Points at you as you did that wrong.
Yeah.
But of course, being good dancers, you know when you've done it wrong.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Fair enough, yeah. But learning it properly is the right way to do it. So were you sharing dressing rooms with anybody, or was it you met any other famous...
Just us in the dressing room.
Right, and did you meet any other famous stars? Because there were loads on, weren't there?
Yeah, we bumped into, like, Russell Watson and Bradley Walsh and people. So
and were they nice to you?
Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, that's good to know, because sometimes you find people aren't, but that's good they were. So, and you, one of you presented a bouquet to the Queen, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had to do a proper curtsy and everything.
Yeah.
And what did she say to you, if you're allowed to tell me?
She was asking me if I was, like, performing and carrying on the family tradition performing.
So once you knew she was there, did that make you sort of extra nervous when you went on stage knowing she was up there?
Yeah.
In the royal box?
Yeah.
Yes. So she was nice to you as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
really,
that's
nice.
Good. That's good. So what sort of stuff did you dance?
It was like a jazzy Charleston
really
sort of
quick
dance.
Number.
Okay, so really quick. So, do you mean it was quick? It was just, you were on stage for a very short space of time, or it was...
It was a 4 minute routine.
Oh, that's fair enough.
The music was
like really
very
upbeat.
Quick, and all the movements.
Okay, so was that with a live band, or was it recorded?
Yeah, live band.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So, which band was it? Was it one that was in the orchestra
bit? It was the Squadronaires.
Oh.
At the back.
Right, so this was a lot of pressure on you then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, and you came through it, no problems at all?
It's all good.
It was 99.99% there. You were fine.
Yeah, because being a dancer, you don't know how it went until someone tells you, or you've seen it yourself.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So you don't know.
Yeah, but you felt at the end of it, you thought that was great.
Yeah.
Did you do that? Had that thing? I'd love to do that again now. It was so good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of live performers find that, particularly first time doing something really big like that. You could think, that was fantastic. I'd love to just go out and do that one more time.
Yeah.
Did you, at the end of the whole show, did you all go for a bow at the end of it, or did you just...
We went on for a finale because we sung We'll Meet Again in the National Anthem and Happy Birthday.
Right, so happy birthday to Dame Vera.
Yeah.
National Anthem because Her
Queen,
Majesty was
Queen,
there.
Yeah.
And We'll Meet Again, and please explain why We'll Meet Again was a particularly favourite song.
Because it was... the most known for her.
Right, yes. When she was the Force's sweetheart.
Yeah.
What's one of the most uplifting songs of the Second World War. I'm just that bit too young to remember the Second World War, even though I look fairly ancient. You're not supposed to laugh and agree. But it was one of the most uplifting songs of the Second World War, We'll Meet Again. And, of course, you're related to Dame Vera, aren't you, Lucy?
Yeah.
You are. What relation is she to you?
She's my great step nan.
Great step nan. But you live here on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah,
and
I
she
do.
Lives in London, does she? Somewhere?
She lives in Sussex.
Sussex.
East Sussex.
Oh, not too far away then.
No.
Do you ever go and see her? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I spent, because Monday was her birthday, and we were with her then.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the family was around, and so we...
Is it a big family? I'm guessing it's got quite a few people in it.
There's a few, yeah. It's not huge, but it's not tiny.
No, okay, well. But it was an enjoyable day Monday then, so there was a day in Vera. Did you see the thing they did on the cliffs of Dover for
it? Yeah, yes. The projection.
A projection, that's it. Now you've done this great international debut on the world's, possibly the world's most famous stage, what's next for you two?
Don't know.
I've got a show at Sadler's Wells in November.
Sadler's Wells?
Yeah.
Wow. You don't mess about, do you? What are you doing there?
It's like we're doing an Asian fusion sort of thing.
Oh, right, okay.
So it says we're Asian dancers.
Right. So you really have got a wide range of dance that you like doing, haven't you?
Yeah.
Sadler's Wells. And is that part of the dance company you're with now, or is it something?
Yeah.
So what's the name of the dance company?
Dance Vibes.
Dance Vibes. That's with a Z, isn't it?
Yeah.
And where are they based?
Sandown.
So are you looking for new people to join? Or? I'm not doing a recruiting job, I'm just asking, because someone out there is going to be saying, oh, I wouldn't mind doing that. So.
No, we're always open for new people.
And how do they get hold of them, Ben?
On Facebook, there's
Facebook Dance Vibes.
Page, Dance Vibes page.
That answers pretty much every question. Go on Facebook, Dance Vibes with a Z.
Yeah.
And it'll be there. And you've got pictures of you two on it, have you?
Possibly, I think.
Okay. We'll have some pictures on our website of you two a bit later on. So, you had a fabulous time. Who else is on the bill? Russell Watson.
Bradley Walsh.
Bradley Walsh.
Anne Reed as well.
Oh, okay, Anne Reed, right.
Yeah, quite a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, so something you're going to remember for the rest of your lives, that?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, so, and then you're off to Sadler's Wells. I've done the program. That's fine. I'm going to move on now. Sadler's Wells. Oh, that should be good. And you're all going, are you? Are you going to Sadler's Wells as well? You're not on that particular team?
I'm not, no.
Okay. Have you got something else in mind for the future for this dance?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Keep dancing. See what happens.
It's good for you. Keeps you fit. I'm really in awe of the commitment you put in to this. That's really something. Because you've got school, which no doubt you have mountains of homework to do as well.
Yeah.
And then you do dancing. So basically that's it. School, homework, dancing, sleep. That's and a bit of food somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, well done, you two. I'm glad you had a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to take another bit of music now. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you maybe another time.
Okay.
www.vectisradio.com.